Hello, everyone. You are listening to the Trade Show Minute here at Infocom 2017. My name is Victoria Barella.
My name is Johnny Mota, and we are here with...
Montse Romero from the company Arthur Home. We are from Spain.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Welcome.
Good.
Thank you.
How do you like Infocom? Is this your first Infocom, or is this not your first?
Yeah, it's not our first time. This is our fifth time as exhibitors.
Perfect.
So that's really interesting for us, and especially because we come from Barcelona, so we come from a long way.
Oh.
And so we come here for the North American market, of course, but also for the Latin American market.
Perfect.
Cool. What exactly does your company offer?
What we do is technology to be integrated into furniture for meeting rooms, for conference rooms, for auditoriums, for reception areas. So we try to combine design with technology, and they are moving devices. So our idea is that you can hide the technology when it's not in use.
Mm-hmm. And then what is your booth number? If someone's listening live here at the trade show, they're like, hey, I actually want to go check that out. What booth are you at?
Yeah, we are at booth 3081.
Cool. And then what is your maybe most prized prized
device, technology,
yes.
furniture,
yes.
what's your number one?
We specialized in retractable monitors, retractable screens, mm-hmm. to be integrated into meeting room tables. So
cool.
You push a button and then the screen will disappear. It will disappear inside the furniture. So we do monitors, we do also technology to hide cameras, we do uh-huh. technology to hide microphones. So our idea is that technology doesn't have to be on the way, it doesn't have to be ugly. Mm-hmm. So we try to combine Danish design, this is why our brand is called Arthur Home, because the designer are Danish, with the flexibility of the south of Europe. Flexibility in terms of customization, we do a lot of product personalization, mm-hmm. we do different finishes. So we work a lot for, well, custom projects.
Sure, and then since you are your company's from Spain, were you at ISC 2017
yes,
February?
Yes, definitely.
Is there anything different that if someone came to ISC 2017 from America, and now you guys are here at Infocom 2017, is there anything new that we can see?
Yes, concerning our products, you mean?
Products and
yes.
Everything.
Yes,
maybe your goals, yeah. too. Maybe there's different goals here when you come
definitely.
Here to this trade show.
Yes. I think there are two shows. They are very important shows, mm-hmm. but addressed to different markets. So here we have a lot of visitors from North America, of course. We have mm-hmm. from the U.S. We have from Canada. And we have a lot of Latin people coming from Mexico,
okay.
from, well, different countries in Latin America, Colombia, Argentina, Peru. We had quite a lot of from Chile as well. And because we are a Spanish company, so we understand each other pretty well with the customers of Latin America. So that's
oh.
definitely an important market for us. And Integrated Systems Europe, of course, is more for European companies.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we also have more companies from international companies, well, basically from Europe, but also from Eastern Europe, also from Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a different target, different people coming to these two shows.
So you've got friends all over the world.
Yeah, we're exporting 95%. So,
dang.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah, it's a very niche product, so we have to try to sell to as many countries as possible. So,
that's true. What are you most excited here to check out Infocom 2017? I mean, I know there are people that do the furniture and the technologies put together, but why you guys? Why? Why are you guys so special, and how do you guys rock?
Yeah, I think that our product is a good combination of design and functionality.
Mm-hmm.
So the design is very peculiar. If you look at Arthur Home monitor, you will see that the design is really different of any other product. And then the functionality.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to produce cutting-edge technology, but very nice looking.
Mm-hmm.
And as I told you, with movement. So they are moving devices that can be hidden when not in use. So we try that technology is not in the middle of the way, so you can hide it when you don't use it. And this is, I think, the main advantage of our product combined with the design.
Mm-hmm. And how long has the company been around?
We have been around since 94,
oh,
so
okay.
quite a long time now.
Great. Did you see any changes over the years with the company? I'm not sure how long you've been with the
many
company.
Changes.
Many changes.
Yeah,
what
many
is,
changes.
You think, the most drastic one that happened?
Yeah, well, technology-wise, because we were monitor manufacturers, we are still monitor manufacturers, and at the
mm-hmm.
beginning, well, we were producing CRT monitors,
mm-hmm.
so they were huge monitors, and now everything is thin, everything is flat,
mm-hmm.
everything is minimalistic, so it has changed a lot, and the quality as well. Now we're talking about 4K, we're talking about, well, we started with analog, now we are completely digital, so it's totally
sure.
dramatically changed.
Sure.
Also the IT, first there was a very clear separation, I think, between AV and IT. Now we see that AV and IT are more and more together.
This is true. Johnny, do you have any questions as well? I see something brewing away, unless this is just your face. I don't know.
That's my face, but also I have a question. You are a monitor manufacturer inside of furniture, correct?
Well, we do products that can be integrated into furniture. We don't produce the furniture ourselves, just the technology,
hardware. So yeah. Any of the have there been any requests to do any curved monitors?
For our kind of applications, no. Because we produce the small screens, and normally you should have the screen in front of you, so there is no need at the moment to have a curved screen. But we see that this is a market trend, for sure.
What is the biggest request, biggest size of monitor that has been requested of the company?
For our products, 22 inches, because you have a monitor in front of you, so you don't want this monitor to be obtrusive. So you don't want to hide the face of the person who is speaking, so that's the smaller, the better.
Okay.
Where can you see the company going forward? As you said, there's many trends. Are you hopping on any of the new trends and working with that?
Yes, we have more and more requests, and we actually have a product range to reply to this need, and it's collaboration. So we need to be able to collaborate. We also have requests for huddle spaces, not only for meeting and conference rooms, but also for huddle spaces. And I think that's something we are working on.
Sure. Do you see anything more popular in Europe requested from your products, and then anything different popular in America? Are the products the same popular?
No, I think that here you like things bigger.
Oh, okay.
So in normally in Europe they prefer smaller screens, and in Russia and in the States normally they trend to use like 17, 22 larger screens than in Europe.
Interesting. Do you know? Would you know why that is? Is it just
I don't know.
Maybe
it's
workflow?
Just a matter of taste.
Yeah, okay.
Think.
Yeah, maybe how they use it in their environment once. More than the other.
Yes, I don't know. I think that you prefer things bigger here. I don't know why, but that's my perception. So
that is true. What else? Where can we find you again on the social medias?
Yes, you can find us in Twitter. Mm-hmm. We also have a Facebook page, which is Arthur Home Screens. Mm-hmm. Of course, our website, arthurhome.com. And we also have a YouTube channel and Vimeo channel, which is vimeo.com/arthurhome.
Very cool. Do you travel often with your company?
Very often.
How often?
Like every 15 days, more or less. Wow. All over the world.
So I hope you like it.
I like it, yeah.
Good.
I like it, definitely. Otherwise, I wouldn't do it.
That is true.
One more question. Is your company direct to dealer, or is there distribution as well?
We have a mixed policy depending on the country. In some countries, we have a distributor. Like, for example, in the US and in Canada, we think that it's you need to have a distributor.
Yeah.
In other countries, because we are closer, for example, in other countries in Europe, we sell directly to system integrators.
Okay.
So it depends on the country.
Sure.
Great. I guess I'm new to the industry. I mean, I have my CTS certification, but I'm just maybe 1-2 years in.
Okay.
I'm also starting to travel very often. Do you have any tips for anyone new in the industry, or maybe a person that travels often? Have any tips for them?
I think that just take it easy and enjoy the trips and read a bit before going to everywhere, so you know how those people behave these, what there and what are the trends, and that's all. Just prepare a bit yourself and enjoy, relax and enjoy.
Very cool. Do you usually before a trip just look into it a few days or
yes, normally I go to Wikipedia or whatever I can to find information about the country.
Yeah, really quickly on the go.
Yes, exactly. What places to visit, because I travel because of work, but I try also to find a bit of a space
enjoy.
To go and visit some interesting places and to learn.
What's the best place so far?
I don't have a preferred place. I think that every place is different and every place has its own charm. So what I try is to take the best out of every country, and I really like everywhere. I cannot tell you a place that I've been that I don't like.
Very cool. What is maybe the company's one or a few of the projects that you guys are involved with? Maybe oh my gosh, look what we've done here. Are there any projects that are very big that you can announce or talk about?
Sure. Yes, we have done, for example, we have supplied all the screens for the European Parliament, for the European Commission. Cool. We have done, several projects all over the world, the Parliament in Oman. What else? So a lot of very interesting places, institutions, corporate. Here in the States, we have supplied the screens for Adobe in San Jose.
Okay.
Yes, for the Mitsubishi meeting room in New York. And I think one interesting project is the meeting room of Samsung in Korea, because they are the largest monitor manufacturer in the world, and they have all screens in their meeting room. So that's interesting.
Yeah. Impressive.
Thank you.
Very cool. You guys seem like a really big deal. I'm very happy that you were able to talk on our show too, on the Trade Show Minute. Thank you for taking the time to actually come over. And I know it's very busy on day one. Well, thank you so much. So if anyone didn't catch it live right now, you can go on ravepubs.com/infocom2017 to find this recording posted later on. Ravepubs is also on Instagram at ravepubs, and Snapchat, and on Twitter. I'm on Twitter as at Barella Victoria. That's B-A-R-E-L-A Victoria _. And Johnny, where are you?
I'm at jmoda3. I'm assuming I could find all of Arthur Holmes' social networks on arthurholm.com.
You can. There are links there.
Okay, yes. Perfect. Sure. And everyone listening out there, we'll catch you on the next show. Thank you for listening in. Thank you for being here.
Thank you very much for having me here. Thank you.